好，我们先低头有个祷告。
Should we bow and have a word of prayers together?
是的，主，当我们唱到这些诗歌的时候，主，我们就想到你自己的爱。
Yes, Lord, as we are singing these hymns, we remember your love.
啊，因为是你为我们流鲜血，你为我们舍性命。
But you have shed your blood for us. You have poured out your life for us.
主，我们也真的求你开我们的眼睛，主啊，让我们看见你这个救恩的宝贵。
Lord, yes, we truly pray that you may open our eyes, that we may see how precious is your salvation.
你让我们真的看见你要在你自己的里面赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And we may see that you will give us all the blessings, the heavenly blessings in you.
主，我们求你，主，你今天，主，你在这里就向我们说话。
Lord, we ask that you speak to us today.
让我们真的能够在这里能够看见你。
That we may truly see you.
让我们不是在这里只是说说，只是听听。
That we're not just here to speak about these things and to hear.
让我们真的听见你的话，主啊，我们就把它当作食物吃进去。
But when we hear words, your words, let us eat your words like food.
让你的话真的成为我们心里的力量。
That your word may become our inner strength.
也让我们在生活中真的能够照你自己的话而行。
That we may live according to your word.
让我们把下面啊一点点的时间交在你的手中。
We commit this following time into your hands.
求你自己来带领，自己来祝福。
Will you lead us? Will you bless this time?
奉主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们感谢主又给我们一个主日的早晨，让我们一起能够来读他的话。
We thank the Lord for another Sunday morning. We can read His words together.
我今天要讲的题目是得着神的上好。
The topic I would like to share today is to lay hold of God's best, the best from God, from the Lord.
就像刚才唱的这首诗歌一样。
Just like the hymn says.
实在是非常的感动。
Truly, we are touched by our Lord's love for us.
我想我们的主他不仅为我们流血舍命。
I felt that not only has our Lord died and shed His blood for us.
他是更是要把他自己来给我们。
He truly wants, indeed, He wants to give Himself to us.
他也要把天上各样属灵的福气来赏给我们。
He also wants to grant us all the spiritual blessings, all the heavenly blessings.
所以我们如何能够才能够得着神给我们的这些上好呢？
So how can we lay hold of the best from the Lord?
如果我问你说你是否想得着神的这些祝福，这些上好？
If I were to ask you whether or not you want to receive God's blessings.
我想没有一个人说不想要的。
I feel that I think no one would say they don't want.
但是是不是我们每个人都已经得着了呢？
But have we all received these blessings?
是不是我们或者说我们正在往那条路上再去呢？
Well, are we on the way to that destination?
那如果我们说有上好的，那就一定有次好的。
If we are talking about the best from the Lord, then it's the second best.
那什么是上好，什么是次好？
What is the best and what is the second best?
那我想我们可以从旧约的一幅图画来看什么是神的上好。
So I feel that perhaps through one of the Old Testament pictures, we can get a bit more understanding.
我们一起来看几节的圣经，是在民数记三十二章。
Let's look at a few verses from Numbers chapter 32.
民数记三十二章第一节，我们读到第五节。
Numbers chapter 32, verse 1-5.
民数记三十二章第一节到第五节。
Numbers chapter 32.
第一节，流便子孙和加德子孙的牲畜极其众多，他们看见亚谢地和基列地是可牧放牲畜之地，就来见摩西和祭司以利亚撒。并会众的首领说，亚大路、底本、亚谢、宁拉、西实本、以利亚利、士班、尼波、比稳，就是耶和华在以色列会众前面所攻取之地，是可牧放牲畜之地。你仆人也有牲畜。又说，我们若在你眼前蒙恩，求你把这地给我们为业，不要领我们过约旦河。
Numbers 32. Now the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had a very great multitude of livestock.And when they saw the land of Jezer and the land of Gilead, that indeed the region was a place for livestock, the children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spoke to Moses, to Eleazar the priest, and to the leaders of the congregation, saying, Ataroth, Dibon, Jezer, Nimrod, Heshbon, Eleli, Sheban, Nebo, and Beon, the country which the Lord defeated before the congregation of Israel is a land for livestock, and your servants have livestock. Therefore they said, if we found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servants as a possession. Do not take us over the Jordan.
我们知道这段的故事是发生在以色列历史上的一件事情。
We know that the story happened in the history of Israel.
那时候我们知道以色列人在旷野里面漂流了将近40年的时间。
At the time, the Israelites have been wandering in the wilderness for about 40 years.
终于呢他们来到了约旦河东应许之地呢举目在望。
Finally, they've come to the border of River Jordan, and the promised land is just right ahead of them.
那跨过约旦河呢，他们就可以进到应许之地。
If they cross over the River Jordan, they will be entering into the promised land.
那神告诉他们说，这个迦南美地是有山有谷、流奶与蜜之地。
And God has told them that this land of Canaan is a land flowing with milk and honey, with mountains and valleys.
就在他们要过约旦河之前，有两个支派的首领呢来找摩西。
But just before they are crossing over the River Jordan, the two leaders of two tribes came to see Moses.
他说我们看见约旦河东的这个亚谢地和基列地呢，土地肥沃，草场茂盛。
And they said to Moses that they saw the land of Jezer and the land of Gilead. They are really good place for livestock.
你看我们有这么多的牛羊牲畜。
And they say to Moses, look, we have so many livestock.
这实在是一个非常好的耕种和放牧的一个地方。
And indeed, this is a great place for livestock.
他说不如我们呢我们就不过约旦河了。
He said, how about this? We will not cross over River Jordan.
他说不如你就把这块地给我们算了。
Can you give us this land and that will be good enough for us?
这真的是一个很好的理由。
And this is a good reason, isn't it?
这么好的一块地如果白白的浪费掉不是很可惜吗
It's such a good land and we don't want to waste it.
再说如果他们真的得了这块地以后等十二个支派其中的剩下十个支派他们过了约旦河以后分地的时候呢他们还可以多分一些地。
And then there's another reason. If we have take this land, then when they divided the lands in the land of Canaan, then there will be more shares for the other tribes.
那这是不是一举两得呢
Isn't that a win-win situation?
但是摩西是不是也这样想呢
But is that what Moses also think?
那我们知道摩西听了以后他不但没有同意他反而在那里责备他们。
We know that Moses did not agree with them. Indeed, he was rebuking them.
摩西说你们的弟兄出去打仗你们却想要坐在这里享福吗
Moses said to them, shall your brethren go to war while you sit here?
你们忘了当年十二个探子进迦南窥探以后十个探子在报恶信
Don't you remember that many years ago when the 12 spies went into the land to spy the land and 10 of them discouraged the heart of the children of Israel?
神因此给你们这么严重的一个惩罚吗
And therefore God was angry with you and he punished you by making you wander in the land for 40 years.
他们听了摩西的责备。
They heard the rebuke from Moses.
他们没有想到他们的想法是得罪神的。
They did not know that their thoughts, their motives actually sin against God.
他们反而呢想出了一个权宜之计。
But indeed, they have thought about an alternative.
他们就对摩西说
So they said to Moses,
他说不如这样反正呢我们是已经决定要在这里安家落户了。
How about this? We have already decided to take this land and settle here.
但是呢我们也不会把你们撇下。
But we will not leave our brethren alone.
他说我们这些拿兵器的呢也会跟你们一起过约旦河帮你们把迦南地给打下来。
All of us who are armed men will cross over the Jordan with our brethren to fight and to take the land with you.
到时候呢我们再回到我们的约旦河东。
And then, after the war, we will come back and take our land in the east side of Jordan.
那摩西看他们已经心意已决。
So Moses saw that they have already made up their mind to stay on this side, on the east side of Jordan.
那他也只好答应了他们。
So he let them.
所以流便加德还有马拿西的半个支派他们就得了约旦河东的地为业。
So that's how Reuben, Gad and half tribe of Manasseh, they have taken the land on the east side of River Jordan.
那问题是 究竟这两个半支派他是否得着了神的上好呢？
So we may want to ask this question, have these two and a half tribes, have they laid hold of the best from God?
啊，神的上好到底是在哪里呢？
So where is the best from the Lord?
那从圣经上我们知道神的上好乃是神所应许给他们的迦南美地。
From the Bible, we know that the best of the Lord is in the land of Canaan, the promised land.
这个上好的福分不是在约旦河东，而是在约旦河西。
His best of the Lord is not on east side of the river, but on the west side of the river.
那神要给他们这块地是一块什么样的地呢？
So what kind of land is this promised land that God wants to give to them?
我们一起可以看一下《生命记》第十一章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 11.
他在这里为我们描述了。这块迦南美地。
There's a description of this land.
在第十一章的第十节到十二节。
In chapter 11, verse 10 through 12.
他说你要进去得为业的那地，本不像你出来的埃及地。你在那里撒种，又用脚浇灌，像浇灌菜园。你们要过去得为业的那地，乃是有山有谷，雨水滋润之地。是耶和华你神所眷顾的，从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。
Verse 10. For the land which you go to possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you sow your seed and water it by foot, as a vegetable garden. But the land which you cross over to possess is a land of hills and valleys, which drinks water from the rain of heaven, a land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it.From the beginning of the year to the very end of the year.
So we see that
this land is not only have hills and valleys.
Not only
is the land drinks water from the rain of heaven. Not only does it flow with milk and honey. But more importantly, the eyes of the Lord are always on this land. It's a land with God's presence.
在约旦河东，虽然从人的眼光来看，也是一个不错的地方。
Even though in the eyes of man, the east of the Jordan looks good.
但是历史却告诉我们。
But history has told us.
因为河东之地它缺乏天然的军事屏障。
Because the east side of Jordan is lack of a natural barrier or protection.
那早在以色列北国灭亡之前呢，河东之地就已经。被亚述帝国所攻占。
Even before the northern kingdom was conquered by the enemies, the east side of Jordan has already conquered by the Assyrians.
最早呢遭到了被掳的命运。
They were the first one who were taken captive by the enemies.
那以色列人他们的应许之地是在迦南美地。
The promised land for the Israelites are in the land of Canaan.
那我们的应许之地是在哪里呢？
What about us? Where is our promised land?
在哥罗西书第二章第九节里面说。
In Book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 says this.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督的里面。
Says, for all the...
Chapter 2,
sorry. For in him dwells the fullness of Godhead bodily.
所以迦南地所预表的乃是在基督里的丰盛。
So the promised land actually speaks of the richness, the abundance of Christ.
那是不是以色列人他们进了迦南地之后，他们就能够无条件的享受在迦南地里的丰富呢？
But is it that after they have entered into the land of Canaan,They will be receiving the richness without any struggle, any fight.
我们知道神给他们这块应许之地是带有条件性。
We know that this promised land comes with conditions.
什么样的条件呢？
What are the conditions?
我想刚才我们生命记第十一章，我们接下去就读到神给他们的这些的条件。
In Deuteronomy chapter 11, later on we can see that.God's conditions were given to them.
十一章的十三节到十七节。
From verse 13, chapter 11, verse 13 through 17.
他说：“你们若留意听从我 听从我今日所吩咐的诫命，爱耶和华你们的神，尽心尽性侍奉他，他必按时降秋雨春雨在你们的地上，使你们可以收藏五谷新酒和油，也必使你吃得饱足，并使田野为你的牲畜长草。你们要谨慎，免得心里受迷惑，就偏离正路，去侍奉敬拜别神。耶和华的怒气向你们发作，就是天闭塞不下雨，地也不出产，使你们在耶和华所赐给你们的美地上速速灭亡。
Verse 13, and it shall be that if you earnestly obey my commandments, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will give you the rain for your land in its season, an early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine and your oil, and I will send grass in your fields for your livestock, and you may eat and be filled. Take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them, lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you, and he shut up the heavens, so that there be no rain, and the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord is giving you.
那我们知道以色列人是神属地的子民。
We know that the Israel people are God's earthly descent, earthly people.
当他们遵守神的诫命的时候，
When they obey God's commandments,
神就给他们很多属地的祝福。
God gave them much earthly blessings.
这里讲到风调雨顺，衣食无忧，子孙满堂。
It talks about rains for the harvest and food and children.
那我们这些基督徒是神属天的子民。
And we Christians are God's heavenly people.
那我们信了主以后，我们得着一些什么呢？
After we have belief in the Lord, what have we gained?
我们是不是也像以色列人一样，我们信主以后也得着这些东西呢？
Do we expect to be like the children of Israel to gain these earthly blessings?
我记得听看到一个故事，一个见证。
I remember hearing this testimony.
他讲到以前三四十年代在中国的时候，有一帮的基督徒，他们跑到乡下去传福音。
It talks about in the early 30s or 40s in China, when they were sharing the gospel in the countryside.
他们呢就在当地，他租了一个祠堂呢，就在那边准备在晚上在那里传福音。
So they borrow a place, so they prepare to share the gospel in that place.
然后呢，他们就在那个祠堂的墙上呢，他们就刷了一些的标语。
So on the wall, on the outside wall of the building, they've painted some words, the gospel words.
其中一个就写着说，信耶稣得永生。
So one of the words says, if you believe in Jesus and receive eternal life.
那我们知道那时候很多的中国的农村里面都没有什么文化。
We know that at the time in the villages, many of them are not literate.
他们从来都没有听过什么耶稣到底是谁。
They have never heard about Jesus.
他们关心的也不是永生的问题。
And they don't really care about the eternal life.
他们最关心的是不是能够喂饱自己的肚子，喂饱自己的孩子。
So what they care most is whether they can have enough food for themselves and for their children.
所以那天晚上呢，结果呢，只有寥寥几个人来参加这个聚会。
So on that night, the first night, there were only a few people came to the meeting.
然后这些弟兄姊妹们，他们就在那边完结束以后，他们就在那里迫切的祷告。
So after the meeting, the brothers were praying earnestly before the Lord.
求神能够让多一点人能够来参加这个福音的聚会。
They asked that God would bring more people to hear the gospel.
结果那天晚上呢，就下起了一场暴雨，又刮很大的风。
So at that night, there was a heavy rain.
然后第二天早上他们出去一看。
So next morning after they went out and see.
他们发现外面墙上的那个标语呢，那些一些字的笔画给冲掉一些。
They found out that some of the words were washed out by the rain.
那其中那个标语上面那个说信耶稣得永生，那个永生上面那一点给冲掉了。
So one of the part of the character was washed out from the word eternal.
那永字少一点，那就变成了水。
So without that part of the character, from eternal, the word changes to water.
然后呢，那个生字呢，下面一横呢，也给冲掉了。
So then again, from the life part, that character part of that character is also washed out.
那结果那个生就变成了牛。
So the word turns from life to a buffalo, a cow.
所以呢，那个标语呢就变成了信耶稣得水牛。
So the whole sentence becomes believe in Jesus and receive a water buffalo.
哦，那个第二天那些村民们看了以后。
So the next day, all the village people, they saw the words.
哇，他们说，哎呀，这么好的事情，信耶稣还可以由头牛牛发给你。
They say to themselves, that's great news. Believe in Jesus and receive a water buffalo.
所以他们那天晚上呢，传福音的时候，几乎呢全部都坐满。
And the second night, the hall was full of people.
啊，那当然我们知道，哈，听完福音他们没有得到水牛。
We know that after they hear the gospel, they didn't really receive a water buffalo.
但是我想他得到了比水牛更好的东西。
But they have received something far better than a water buffalo.
那就是这个标语上写的，真的他们得着了永生。
That is, they have received eternal life.
那我们信耶稣，我们是不是抱着一个目的？我们到底是要得永生呢？我们还是要得水牛？
So what is our purpose? Are we here to receive a water buffalo or to receive an eternal life?
那有人说，我是既想要水牛，我也想要永生。
Some may say, I want to receive both.
那我今生我要做财主，来世我要得福分。
I want to be a rich man in this life, and then in eternity, I want to be a Lazarus.
那是不是有这么好的事情呢？
Is there such a good thing?
那我们知道以色列人他们是神属地的子民。
We know the Israelites are the earthly people of God.
那我们呢乃是神属天的子民。
We are the heavenly people of God.
那以色列人他得着的是神属地的祝福。
What the Israelites receive are the earthly blessings from the Lord.
但是神给我们这些新约的子民却是属天的祝福。
And yet we people of the New Testament have received God'sHeavenly blessings.
那什么是神属天的福气呢？
What are the heavenly blessings from the Lord?
我们一起，我们看在以弗所书第一章。
Let's look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章，三章，第三节，我们读到第十四节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through
以弗所书第一章，三章，三节到十四节。
Verse 3 through 14.
我想我读一节，请弟兄姊妹们读一节。
Let's read in echo, so brother will read and we'll read the next verse.
第三节到第十四节。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
又因爱我们，就按自己意志所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是在他爱子里所赐给我们的。
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
叫他荣耀的盼望，从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人，可以得着称赞。
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
我们刚才所读的这一段圣经的里面，就讲到神所赐给我们的属灵的福气。
The verses we just read talks aboutGod's spiritual blessings from the Lord.
虽然我们没有办法真的把它讲得很深很透。
We cannot truly explain in details in every details that these spiritual blessings.
但是我想我们至少可以浅尝一点天上的滋味。
But at least we can have a foretaste of heaven.
那刚才我们读的这段圣经呢，如果我们把它分成几节来看的话。
We divide these verses into portions.
我们看见这个福气是这位三位一体的神他所赐给我们的。
We can see that this spiritual blessing is from the triune God.
在第三节到第六节里面呢，讲到父的拣选和预定。
In verse from verse 3 through to 6 talks about the the election of God.
啊，在七到十二节里面呢，讲到子的救赎和基业。
Then from verse 7 to 12 talks about the redemption and the inheritance from God the Son.
啊，第十三到十四节讲到圣灵的印记和凭据。
Then verse 13 and 14 talks about God's the Holy Spirit's deposit as a promise, as a seal.
啊，这些都是神给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
These are all the heavenly blessings that God has given us.
啊，这也是那上好的福分。
And these are the best of the Lord.
那世界上的人，他们所羡慕的是今生的成就、金钱、名誉和地位。
Well, the people of the world envy the success in this world.
因为他们不知道这个属天的福分。
But they do not know these heavenly blessings.
但是我们这些属神的儿女，我们有没有羡慕，有没有珍惜神所给我们的这些福分？
And what about us, the children of God? Do we desire to have these spiritual blessings from God?
啊，那什么是父的拣选呢？
So what is the election of the Father?
在以弗所书刚才读到的第一章第四节里讲到说，神在创立世界以前就在基督里拣选了我们。
It says in verse 4 as he has chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
我们也许会在那边想，
perhaps we may think，
我们觉得说，哎呀，神真的是很有眼光，你看他一选就选上我了。
Truly God has made a good choice. See, he has chosen us.
虽然我是一个罪人，但是我还是有蛮多优点的。
Even though I'm a sinner, I have many, there's many good things about me.
是不是因为我们好，神才拣选我们呢？
So it must be that we have some good in us that God has chosen us.
如果我们这么想，只能证明我们不认识神的恩典，我们也没有看见我们自己的败坏。
If we think this way, we truly do not know grace, and we haven't seen our corruptness.
神说没有义人，连一个都没有。
God says there's no righteous, not even one.
并且在我们的肉体中，我们是毫无良善。
And in our flesh, there's no good that dwells in us.
我们之所以得救，是因为神无限的爱和他预格的恩典。
The reason that we are saved is because God's boundless love and His grace that we are not worthy to receive.
一个属灵的人不是他有很多圣经的知识。
A spiritual person is not one who only has much Bible knowledge.
而是他深深地认识到神恩典的宝贵和他自己的败坏。
Is one who truly understands how precious is God's grace and how corrupt he is.
神不单单他拣选我们。
Not only has God chose us.
他拣选我们的目的呢，是要把儿子的名分来赐给我们。
He has chosen us in order to give us the sonship.
不知道我们大家知不知道这个神儿子名分的宝贵。
Do we know what this sonship means and how precious is this sonship?
神拣选我们不是要到叫我们在家里面做奴隶。
God has not chosen us to be slaves in his family.
他那是要叫我们在他的家里做他的儿子。
But he has chosen us to be his sons.
我们有了儿子的名分，我们才能够享受在神家里一切的丰富。
We can only enjoy God's the richness in God's household if we have have this sonship.
我记得我们小时候小朋友在一起，我们常常喜欢在那里比自己的爸爸。
Remember when we were children, we like to compare with our fathers.
有的时候我的爸爸是科长，是局长；有的时候我爸爸是厂长。
Some would say my dad is a boss, my dad is an official, and so and so.
所以好像我们的爸爸比别人爸爸厉害，我们就觉得自己很光荣。
It is as if our father is a successful person, then we have more glory than others.
但是我们真的没有看见，我们有一位在天上的父亲呢。
But do we truly see what kind of heavenly father we have?
我们这位天上的父亲，他是创造宇宙万物的神。
He is the creator of the universe, creator of all things.
我记得小块弟兄他的岳母前不久来我们中间的时候。
Brother-in-law came to us not long ago.
他每一次祷告的时候，他在称呼说天爸爸。
Every time when she prays, she would say, "Baba in heaven."
我觉得这个称呼真的是非常的亲切。
Truly, that it's a close address to the Lord.
因为他真的把他的天上的父亲当做他肉身的父亲一样。
Truly, she has think of our heavenly Father as her Baba.
如果我们真的知道我们有一位天爸爸的话，
If we truly know that we have a heavenly Baba,
我们还会为一些事情我们去忧虑烦恼吗？
Are we still worrying about little things?
我们还会为一些蝇头的小利我们去钻营吗？
Are we still trying to strive for small game and loss?
地上的父亲尚且看顾我们，那何况是我们的天父呢？
Even our earthly fathers will look after us, let alone our heavenly Father.
我们知道，我们之所以我们得着儿子的名分。
So the reason that we have received is sonship.
那是因为神儿子他为我们流血，为我们舍命。
Because God's Son has died and shed His blood for us.
我们也因着接受耶稣做我们个人的救主。
And by receiving Jesus to be our personal Savior,
我们的过犯得以被赦免。
Our sins were forgiven.
他叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有分。
He has saved us from the corruption of the flesh.And allow us to be partakers of His divine nature.
神让我们从此以后，我们的眼目不是注目在地上，而是让我们看见在天上的福分。
And from now on, He doesn't want us to focus our eyes on the earthly things, but on heavenly things.
看见他在基督耶稣里为我们预备天上的基业。
That we may see what inheritance He has prepared for us in Christ.
地上的东西都是暂时的。
All the things in the world are temporary.
地上的东西只能给你带来暂时的快乐和满足。
They can only give you a temporary satisfaction.
但是只有属天的事物才能真的带给你里面的平安和喜乐。
Only the heavenly things will give us the true peace.
你心里饥渴吗？
Are we hungry in our heart?
基督是你的泉源，也是你的食物。
Christ is our fountain, is your food.
你心里忧愁吗？基督他是你的安慰。
Or do you have much sorrows? Christ is your comfort.
你的前途很茫然吗？基督他会指引你前面的道路。
Are you uncertain about your future? Christ is your way. He is your direction.
你现在的生活过得一团糟吗？基督他能够来恢复你生活里面的秩序。
Is your current life a complete mess? Christ is able to recover you from your loss.
我们常常向神求这个求那个。
We often ask for this from God for this and that.
但是神说我已经把一切一次并且永远的在基督里已经都赐给你们了。
God says, I have given everything in Christ.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督的里面。
But all the fullness of God have dwells bodily in Christ.
但是我们有没有看见这个丰盛呢？
But we see this abundance.
如果我们真的看见的话，我们就不会像以色列的这两个半支派一样。
If we truly see this abundance of God's provision, we will not be like the two and a half tribes of Israel.
我们就不会去拣选那次好的，而是要得着神上好的福分。
We will not rather choose the second best, but we want to lay hold of the best from the Lord.
所以保罗在那里祷告说。
So Paul, that's why Paul prayed for the saints.
他说：“求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父。”将那赐人智慧与启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
He said that I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that your inner eyes may be opened, that you may truly know Him.
因为保罗他已经看见了那个福分。
But Paul has seen this blessing.
他已经看见了在基督里面的丰盛。
He has seen the richness in Christ.
所以他能说我看万事如粪土，为要得着基督耶稣这个珍宝。
So he can say that I consider all things like dumps in order to gain Christ.
但是我们却常常看不见这个珍宝。
Often we do not see this treasure.
我们都听过那个鹰的故事。
We all heard the story of the eagle.
有个小鹰，它从小就在农场里，从小就跟鸡在一起长大。
There was a little eagle who grew up with amongst the chickens.
它只知道在地上跟鸡在争抢那些食物。
He only knew to fight with the chickens for food.
直到有一天，有人把它带到一座高山上。
But one day, until one day, he was brought to a mountain.
当他看见周围崇山峻岭的时候
，When he saw the mountains.
当他看见底下那些山谷流水的时候
，When he saw the valleys underneath the mountains，
当他看见那一望无际平原的时候
，When he saw the plains that extends so far beyond，
他就真的能够展翅高飞。
Then he truly see that he can fly。
我想我们很多时候跟这只鹰一样。
Often we are like that eagle.
我们常常被很多地上的东西所抓住，所忙碌。
We are entangled by the many earthly things.
这个地好像一股吸引力，它紧紧地吸住我们。
The earth has its attraction, like the gravity that attracts us.
但是神给我们的却是一个属天的生命。
And yet God has given us a heavenly life.
这个生命的归宿，它不是在地上的窝里。
The destination of this life is not the earth.
这个生命是要栖息在岩峭壁岩石的当中。
This life must dwell high above the earth.
这个生命是要翱翔在蓝天里的。
This life is ought to fly above in the air.
这个生命也是要穿越在风暴中的。
This life has the ability to go through storms.
我们也求圣灵真的来开我们的眼睛。
We ask that the Holy Spirit may open our eyes.
让我们真的能够看见在基督里的丰盛和他所给我们的这个属天的生命。
That we may truly see the richness in Christ and this life of abundance that he has given us.
迦南地所预表的乃是在基督里的丰盛。
The land of Canaan speaks of the richness in Christ.
在迦南地之外的都不是神的应许。
Everything outside of the land of Canaan is not God's part of God's promise.
在基督之外的也都不是神的祝福。
Everything that is outside of Christ is not the blessing from the Lord.
那我们要如何才能够得着这个属天的祝福呢？
So how can we lay hold of these heavenly blessings?
那我们刚才知道以色列人他们要得着迦南地的丰富是需要条件的。
We know that for the Israel people to lay hold of the richness in the land of Canaan is conditional.
那我们要得着这个属灵的丰盛需要什么样的条件？
What are the conditions for us to gain these spiritual blessings?
第一，你需要在基督里。
First, you have to be in Christ.
就像你如果要享受澳洲的福利，你必须要在澳洲才行。
Just like you want to receive the many welfare benefits of Australia, you have to be here.
神本性一切的丰盛既然都完全在基督的里面，我们就必须住在基督里才能够享受这一切的丰盛。
If all the fullness of God had dwelt bodily in Christ, then we must be in Christ to receive all these blessings.
那我们怎么样才能够住在基督里？
So how can we be in Christ?
是不是你要努力去挣扎，努力去争取才能够住在基督里呢？
You have to fight and strive so hard in order to be in Christ.
就像有时候我们为了拿澳洲一个身份，我们要想尽很多的办法。
Is it just like to gain a permanent residency in Australia, you have to think of many methods?
但是我们感谢主，如果是要靠我们自己的努力去争取的话，那我想我们根本就争取不到。
But we thank the Lord, if it is through our strive to enter into Christ, we will never get there.
我们感谢我们的天父，是神亲自为我们做成了这件事情。
We thank our Heavenly Father, for our Heavenly Father has done this himself for us.
在哥林多前书第一章三十节里面讲到说，但你们得在耶稣基督里是本乎神。
In First Corinthians chapter one verse thirty says, "It's of Him that you are in Christ."
是神在我们重生得救的时候，他就把我们从黑暗的国度迁到了他爱子的国里。
Before we have God has saved us and transfer us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His Son.
所以我们已经是在基督里，枝子已经是在葡萄树上。
We are in Christ. We like branches, being part of the vine.
这是神给我们的一个地位。
This is the status that God has given us.
当我们站在这个地位上的时候，我们就能够享受在基督里的丰盛。
If we standing on that position, we can enjoy God's blessings.
但是在经历上，我们就常常从这个地位里面跑出去。
But from our experience, we often come outside of this position.
就像神把我们带到他的家里，要把他的丰富给我们。
Just like when God brings us into His household to give us all the richness of His household.
但是我们觉得这个家里面老待在家里太 boring 了。
But we often think it's quite boring to stay in this house.
外面的世界非常的精彩。
It seems that the world outside is so much more attractive.
所以我们又跑到世界里面，我们去打滚。
So we go out again into the world.
路加福音十五章里面讲到那个浪子的比喻。
Gospel of Luke chapter 15 talks about the prodigal son.
我们常常用来传福音。
We often use that the passage to share the gospel.
但我想很多时候也是指着我们的光景来说。
But I think that it often talks about our condition also.
本来在父家我们有肥牛犊，有上好的袍子，有贵重的戒指。
In the father's house is the fat calf, there's the ring, there's the best coat.
但是这个小儿子他还是要离家出走，到最后他满身伤痕的回来。
And yet this younger son still wants to go out, and in the end he has suffered much loss.
我想我们很多人也和这个小儿子一样。
I feel that we are, many of us are like this prodigal son.
没有看见在父亲家里面的丰富。
We do not see the richness in father's house. 我们
却要跑到世界里面和猪去争豆荚吃。
Instead, we want to go out into the world and fight with the pigs for food.
求主真的开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
让我们真的看见在基督里面的丰富。
That we can truly see the richness in Christ.
因为什么时候我们一离开父家，我们就成为浪子。
But whenever we go outside of the father's house, we became prodigal sons.
什么时候我们一离开葡萄树，枝子就必定枯干。
Whenever we go out, leave from the vine, the branch will wither and be dried up.
第二，如果我们要承受属灵的祝福，属灵的产业，我们的生命必须要长大。
Secondly, in order to receive the spiritual blessing and his inheritance, our spiritual life must grow up.
一个长大的儿女，他才能够承受父亲的产业。
It's only a grown children can receive inheritance from the parents.
不错，我们都信主了，我们都得着神儿子的生命。
Yes, we have all believed in the Lord Jesus and received this new life.
但是这个生命在我们的里面有长大吗？
But has this new life grown in us?
我每个月都要在父堂有一次看管秩序。
Every time I was rostered in to look after the second hall.
那里面真的是有很多的孩子。
So truly we have many children in the second hall.
当你看到这些孩子的时候，你觉得他们真是很可爱。
When you look at these children, they are lovely, truly lovely.
但是孩子是否懂得大人的心意呢？
But do they know the hearts and desires of their parents?
他不会管你现在是不是在聚会。
They don't. They wouldn't care that the fact that you are in the meeting.
他也不管你是到底累还是不累。
They wouldn't care whether you are tired or not.
他想哭就哭，他想闹就闹。
If they want to cry, they will just cry.
因为他是孩子，他的生命还没有长大。
For their children, their life, the children's life.
他不明白父母的心意，他更不能够承担家庭的责任。
They do not understand the hearts of their parents, and nor can they inherit the inheritance from their parents.
我想我们每个人，我们都必须经过婴孩的阶段。
All of us must go through this period of being babes in Christ.
但是我们却不能够永远停留在那个婴孩的阶段。
But we cannot forever stay in that state.
如果你的孩子五六岁了，还只会在地上爬。
If your children are 5 or 6 and they're still crawling on the ground,
你会不会担心他的成长呢？
Will you be worrying about his growth?
但是往往我们信主五六年以后，我们讲的见证还是我们当初信主得救时候的见证。
But often after we have believed in the Lord for 5-6 years, our testimonies are still the same testimony we shared when we first became a believer.
那生命如何才能够长大呢？
How can our life grow?
神既然把我们生下来，就一定不会不管我们。
Now God, even if God has caused us to be born again, He will not leave us alone.
神怎么样来管我们呢？
How can He train us or cause us to grow?
他乃是借着圣灵恩膏的教训，借着圣灵在我们里面的管理。
It's through the teaching of the anointment and through the governance of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵能参透万事，他知道我们一切的需要。
For the Spirit of God discerns all things and He knows our needs.
他感动我们要去读经。
He moves us to read His God's Word.
因为神的话是我们生命的粮食。
For God's Word is the food to our lives.
他催促我们去祷告，因为祷告乃是和神在灵里的交通。
He prompts us to pray to God for praying is our fellowship with the Lord.
他感动我们要去聚会，因为神把我们放在这个身体的里面。
He also prompts us to go to the meeting, for God has placed us in His body.
他也在我们的周围安排了很多的环境，让我们学习舍己来背十字架的功课。
He also arranged many circumstances that we may learn to deny ourselves and take up our cross to follow Him.
圣灵就像一位老师一样，他要在凡事上教导我们。
The Holy Spirit is like a master teacher. He will guide us and teach us in all things.
所以盼望我们都能够愿意来顺服圣灵的带领。
May we all be obedient to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那要得到属灵的产业，还有一个条件。
There's one more condition in order to receive the spiritual blessings.
那就是必须要经过征战。
And that is, we must go through warfare.
迦南地虽然是流奶与蜜之地。
So even though the land of Canaan is a land flowing with milk and honey.
但是却有迦南七族在里面。
And yet it dwelt, there are seven tribes of Canaan that dwells in the land.
他们要得着这些产业，他们就必须来征战。
In order to gain the land, they must fight with the seven tribes.
生命不长大是不能够去征战。
If our life has not grown up, we are not fit for battle.
以色列人在约书亚的带领下，他们征服了迦南全地，他们才能够享受迦南地的丰富。
After the Israelites are led by Joshua have conquered the land, then can they enjoy the land.
我们要得着属灵的产业，我们照样也需要征战。
Likewise, we must win the warfare in order to receive the blessings, the spiritual inheritance from the Lord.
因为仇敌他不甘心我们得着在基督里面的丰富。
For the enemy does not wish that we receive the richness in Christ.
他就千方百计的要来拦阻我们，要不让我们得着这个属灵的产业。
So he will try all kinds of things to hinder us from receiving this blessing.
他借着世界，借着肉体来引诱我们。
By the world, by our flesh, he will tempt us.
他甚至借着逼迫来威吓我们。
Even through temptations, he will threaten us.
但是我们知道我们的主他已经胜过了世界，胜过了仇敌。
We know that our Lord, he has overcome the world, he has overcome the enemies.
我们所要做的就是穿起一身全副的军装，我们去得着那属灵的产业。
So what we need to do is to put on the full armor of God to fight the battle in order to gain his blessings.
那我前不久看到一个预言，我觉得对我们是一个很好的提醒。
I heard a little story not long ago, and I feel that it's a reminder for all of us.
他讲到撒旦召开了一个大会。
It tells us that Satan has a conference.
他召集了很多大鬼小鬼全部在一起。
It is called all the demons together to have a conference.
那撒旦就对他们说。
And he said to them.
他说现在时代变了，我们要好好再重新看看我们的这个对付基督徒的策略。
The time has changed. Now we need to revisit our strategies to deal with the Christians.
我们不能再让他们读圣经去明白神的真理。
We should no longer allow them to read the Bible to understand God's truth.
我们也不能够让他们祷告去来寻求神的心意。
We shouldn't let them pray to understand and seek God's guidance.
我们更不能让他们和主耶稣建立一个亲密的关系。
Nor should we allow them to have that close fellowship with the Lord.
要不然我们的势力呢就会受到极大的破坏。
If less our territories will be conquered.
所以大家如果有什么好意见赶紧提出来。
So if you have any suggestions, please let me know.
那有一个邪灵他就说。
So one of the evil spirits says,
他说哎让他们不停地加班，一天工作一周工作七天，一天工作十二个小时。
How about we give them opportunities that they can work overtime? They can work 12 hours a day or more.
让他们没有时间去祷告，没有时间去聚会。
That they will have no time to pray or go to the meetings.
让他们一回到家就倒在床上睡觉。
That as soon as they go home, they'll be too tired. They will go to bed.
另外一个说。
Another one says.
他说现在每个人都上网。
Everyone now uses the internet.
他说我们要发明更多的电脑科技。
Let's invent more advanced technologies.
我们要来刺激人眼目的情欲。
To satisfy our man's sensations.
我们要在网络上放很多诱惑人的陷阱。
We will put many traps on the internet.
我们要让他们上瘾，我们要让他们受捆绑。
Let them be trapped and they be entangled.
我们要把很多那些垃圾的信息放在网上。
We put many rubbish on the internet.
让他们在那里面浪费时间，让他们在那边流连忘返。
They'll be wasting all the time on the internet.
另外一个说，哎呀，我们要在他们的家庭里面制造那些争端。
Another one says, we want to cause divisions in their families.
我们要让他们夫妻争吵，让他们家庭破裂。
We want the husband and wives to fight and their families to be damaged.
这样他们就没有精力去追求神，就没有精力去侍奉神。
Then they will no longer have any more energy to follow the Lord and serve him.
那还有一个说。
Another one, it says,
说哎，我们要在教会里面散布谣言。
We want to spread rumors in the church.
让他们互相攻击，互相论断。
That they may fight against one another and judge one another.
不能同心的服侍。
That they will no longer be serving in one accord.
那撒旦听了以后就在那边拍手叫好。
And when Satan heard all this, he was quite happy.
啊，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那现在撒旦正在用这些的诡计，他不仅来破坏我们的个人，破坏我们的家庭，也在破坏我们的教会。
I truly think that Satan is using all these ways to destroy our personal lives, our family life, and to destroy God's church.
因为撒旦知道，如果我们起来征战，他在地上的时日就不多了。
For Satan knows that if we raise up to fight the warfare, then his times will be short.
所以他要千方百计的来阻止我们去得着那个上好的福气。
So he's trying his best to prevent us from laying hold of God's blessings.
他不仅要来破坏我们，他要把一些次好的来丢给我们。
Not only does he want to destroy us, he also wants us to substitute God's best for the second best.
让我们不能够去专心得着神要给我们的上好的福分。
That we will not with our full heart to lay hold of God's best.So just like Reuben, Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh, just like Lot, he has chosen the plains of Sodom. Also like the five foolish virgins who has the lamps, but there's no oil. We're all saying that the day for the Lord's second coming is near.
如果我们以现在的光景去见主的话
If we come to meet the Lord in our current condition,
不要说主就是连我们自己我们都不满意
Let alone, never mention the Lord, even we ourselves were not happy with ourselves.
现在的世界是一个忙碌的世界
The life that we live today is a busy life.
我们每个人都非常的忙
Every one of us are busy.
但是如果我们的忙碌没有给我们带来属灵的价值
But if our busy life has not bring spiritual values,
那我们的忙碌又有什么意义呢
then what is the meaning of our being busy?
如果我们可以每个星期都来聚会
We can come to the meetings every week.
但是如果我们的聚会没有让我们更加的羡慕主，让我们和主耶稣建立一个亲密的关系
But if our meeting has not given us a greater desire to know the Lord, to have a closer relationship with Him,
那这样的聚会对你又有什么样属灵的价值呢
Then what are the values of these meetings?
我不是说这样你就不要来参加聚会。
I'm not saying that then you don't have to come to the meetings.
我们是要问自己我们到底来参加聚会的目的到底是什么
But we all need to ask ourselves, what is the purpose of us gathering together?
我本来可以选择出去度假出去玩的。
There are many other things we could do. We could go on a holiday.
我本来可以去逛商场，我可以到朋友家去的。
We could go to shopping or go to a friend's house.
但是我却选择来到教会。
But yet we have chosen to come to this meeting.
如果我们来到教会不是要得着属灵的帮助和祝福的话。
But if we're not here to receive spiritual help and spiritual blessings.
那我们在教会不是浪费时间吗
Then are we just wasting time?
到底我们来是要得着属灵的祝福呢
Are we here to gain spiritual blessings?
还是只是为了要尽一个基督徒的义务
Or are we here to fulfill just a duty of a Christian?
或者只是在这里找些人聊聊天
Or perhaps just to talk to your friends?
盼望主真的能够来提醒我们
May the Lord remind us
让我们真的能够回转我们来归向他
That we may return to Him
我们前不久一直在讲到我们如果主愿意的话在我们中间我们不仅有一个英文的聚会我们可能还会再多一堂中文的聚会。
Recently we've been sharing that if the Lord willing, we want to have an English meeting. We also have two separate Chinese meetings.
长执会的弟兄们也为这些的事情我们有很多次的交通和祷告。
The brothers and sisters and the elders and deacons,have been praying and have much fellowship on this topic.
特别是关乎英文聚会。
Especially, around the English meeting.
因为我们希望我们的孩子不仅将来有一个很好的属灵成长的环境。
For we want our children to have a good, environment where they can grow up spiritually.
而且作为一个地方的教会。
And also as a local church,
我们不仅要在中国人的中间来传福音。
Not only do we need to share the gospel amongst the Chinese-speaking people,
我们更希望我们的福音能够传给我们周围这些社区讲不同语言的人。
We also have a hope that we may share the gospel amongst the English-speaking,
让我们真的能够在这里成为主的一个见证的灯台。
That we may truly be a lamp of testimony for our Lord.
那因着英文聚会的开始，我们的聚会时间可能会有一些调整。
Because of the English meeting, the time for our Chinese meetings will be adjusted.
那可能会给一些弟兄姊妹带来一些不方便。
Perhaps it will cause some inconvenience for some of the brothers and sisters.
那可能我们需要早起。
Perhaps we need to get up early.
可能我们可能要去陪孩子，或者是跟孩子一起去参加英文聚会，或者是等他参加完以后，我们接他回家。
For some of you who have children going to the English meeting, perhaps you need to accompany them to the English meeting or pick them up afterwards.
当然，我想长子会的弟兄们会考虑弟兄姊妹实际的需要。
Yes, brothers and sisters, the elders and deacons will consider the practical needs of brothers and sisters.
但是我想提醒大家的是，
But I would like to remind brothers and sisters.
很多时候我们都是在那里考虑我们自己的需要。
That oftentimes we're only considering our own needs.
但是我们有没有考虑到神的需要，神的心意呢？
But do we ever think about God's need, His desire?
如果我们真的是看见神的心意的话，
If we truly know God's heart,
我们就愿意放下我们自己的需要，我们自己的舒适。
Then we'll be willing to lay down our own needs.
我们全力的能够来扶持这个聚会。
In order to support this ministry,
我想我们不仅要为这些的事情我们来祷告。
I feel that not only should we be praying about this ministry,
我想我们也要问我们自己一个问题。
We also need to ask ourselves,
主啊，你到底要我在这里面要做什么？
Lord, what do you want me to do here?
如果我们有三堂聚会的话，
If we have three meetings,
那是我们现在服侍的弟兄姊妹他们去做三倍的工呢？
Do we want the same brothers and sisters who are serving to work three times harder?
还是我们愿意有更多的弟兄姊妹愿意摆上？
Or do we want more brothers and sisters to be raised up to for his service?
我们在服侍的里面我们学习生命的成长。
And to grow spiritually through by serving him.
这个世界有所谓的二八的原则。
This world has a principle of 20-80.
就是20%的人供应了80%人的需要。
That is the 20% of people are providing the needs for the 80% of the people.
20%的人是实干的。
The 20% of the people are the practical, the pragmatic ones.
80%的人他们是光有梦想但是没有行动。
The rest of the 80% of people, they only have dreams, they never do anything.
那教会是不是也是这样的？
Is it the same in the church?
好像教会里面也是20%的人在服侍80%的人。
It seems as if only the 20% of the people are serving the 80%.
但是主的话却告诉我们。
And yet the word of God tells us,
我们被主从这个世界里拯救出来，我们就是要来服侍他。
That we have been redeemed from this world in order to serve him.
我们每一个人都是要来做一个君尊的祭司。
Every one of us is to be a royal priesthood.
我们不是在那里总是等着别人来服侍我。
We're not here to wait for others to serve us.
而是我们要起来服侍神，服侍我们的弟兄姊妹。
We ought to be raised up to serve God and serve the brothers and sisters.
盼望我们真的都能够起来。
May we all be raised up.
让我们真的能够看见迦南地一切的丰盛都是在我们基督的里面。
That we may see that all the richness of the land of Canaan are in Christ.
让我们真的能够同心合意的我们去得着神所要给我们的上好。
That in one accord, with one heart, we may lay hold of God's best.
得着基督，得着神在基督里面所为我们预备的基业。
To lay hold of the inheritance that God has prepared for us in Christ.
我们一起低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们把这些话交在你的手中。
We commit these words into your hand.
主，我们也求你真的是开我们的眼睛。
Lord, may you open our eyes.
让我们真的看见在你里面的丰盛。
That we may see the richness in you.
因为你所给我们这些丰盛不是这些属地的东西。
For the abundance and the fullness that you gave us is not concerning earthly things.
你所给我们的乃是属天那美好的祝福。
You want to give us the heavenly blessings.
主，真的让我们羡慕去得着那个属天的福分。
Oh Lord, give us a desire for the heavenly blessing.
主你也帮助我们，让我们真的能够住在你的里面。
And help us to dwell in you.
主你也让我们真的是顺服圣灵在我们里面的带领，让我们的生命能够在你里面成长。
Help us to be obedient to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that our spiritual life may grow.
主也真的让我们是穿起全副的军装，主靠着你，我们去征战得胜。
And help us to take up the full armor that you have given us.That we may, by your strength, we may fight the battle.
主，我们感谢你，因为我们本来是何等不配的人。
Lord, we thank you that even though we are so unworthy,
本来我们都是应该死在罪恶过犯，落在火湖里的。
Even though we were doomed to destruction, to the lake of fire,
但是因着你的怜悯，因着你的恩典，主你拣选了我们。
But by your mercy and your grace, you have chosen us.
主，我们真的是感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
主，让我们真的看见主你为我们所预备一切的福分。
Help us to see all the blessings you have prepared for us.
让我们的心里面真的有这样一个羡慕主，我们需要，我们要去。
That we may have a desire to lay hold of these blessings.
我们也把教会前面一切的决定，主，我们都交在你的手中。
We commit the decision of the church into your hands.
主，我们知道你是教会的元首，你要带领教会继续往前。
We know that you are head of the church. You want to lead your church ahead.
主，我们就求你，主，你听我们弟兄姊妹在你面前的祷告。
So we ask that you listen to the prayers of brothers and sisters.
让我们真的能够同心合意的去得着你为我们所预备在。属灵里面的基业。
That with one heart and one mind we may lay hold of the spiritual inheritance you have prepared for us.
我们把一切的感谢赞美都归给你。
We give you all the thanks and praises.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.